issues. Free Talk Live is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll start things out by going to the next state over. We do the show from New Hampshire, but occasionally things happen in Maine that are worth talking about. Of course, this isn't a New Hampshire-based show. I don't want to make it sound like that. But we go to our neighboring state of Maine to the police department. Wayne, what's going on over there?
Well, a Maine sheriff there is cutting ties with the drug enforcement agency of that state. According to the Bangor Daily News, Sheriff Donnie Smith of the Washington County Sheriff's Department has ordered his staff members not to work with the Maine Drug Enforcement Agency until further notice.
I think that's great news. What's the reason behind this?
Well, he says, until further notice, all operations with Maine Drug Enforcement Agency are suspended, the memo he put out reads. No personnel from the Washington County Sheriff's Office will participate in any operation involving Maine and drug enforcement. On Sunday, Smith, the sheriff, said a DVD he recently acquired shows the MDEA agent engaging in disturbing behavior. And that's the reason behind this decision. He declined to identify the agent.
But what was the behavior? Do we know?
Yes. It says here, Smith said the video is about 2 hours long and is believed to have been recorded in the summer of 2006. It shows MDEA agent, an agent in an apparent attempt of humor, flashing his badge, drinking a beer, and then driving off in a car. It also shows the agent and others discharging weapons and engaging in activity Smith called indecent exposure. One of the other people in the two-year-old video is a man who recently was convicted and sentenced for possession of child pornography, the sheriff said. Smith said if the agent was intoxicated when he fired his weapons, he could be charged with reckless conduct.
Well, so it's not anything based on the fact that I was hoping he'd got a law enforcement against prohibition DVD and all of a sudden found some principles.
No.
But I was hoping so, too. But it just shows that at least he has some principles not to cover that up and to put them on notice that they need to clean up their behavior and behave professionally.
Well, and it also gives you some sort of insight into the way many of these police officers behave when they think no one's looking, when they, they're not around the members of the public. To where they could see this sort of behavior. And I think this is far more common than you might possibly believe. You know, a bunch of yahoos basically whooping it up and doing everything from drinking and driving to indecent exposure, as you just reported there. And so I think the guy should be congratulated for, as you said, just letting this be known.
Yeah, a sheriff is supposed to be the highest ranking law enforcement agent in his county. So he has the total authority to do this. In fact, he can keep the feds out if he wants to.
I wish more people would do that, as a matter of fact. But then again, they would then have their budgets cut because then the federal government wouldn't send them any more drug enforcement money, and that's the last thing they want to happen.
Well, they said it was disturbing behavior, and I guess I don't know whether any crimes were committed or anything like that, but it does seem like to some extent he's still doing the old standby of protecting the brothers in blue.
Now, how is he protecting them?
Well, rather than not saying not work with them, he's the sheriff of that county. If they come in that county, he can arrest them.
Okay, this is true. But then again, perhaps the tape doesn't have enough evidence to really show that a crime was committed. I mean, if the guy takes a swig of beer and then gets in and drives off, there's no real evidence there that he was DUI,
right,
necessarily. So that might be the issue.
It's a bit hypocritical with all the crackdowns they're doing on DUIs that you see members of the Drug Enforcement Agency of the state abusing the same laws they're supposed to be upholding.
I think the most telling example of that we've at least talked about in recent times on this show has to be the D.C., Washington, D.C. gathering of police from all across the country. Essentially, it's like a police convention that they have. I don't recall the name of the police convention, but that's basically what it is. And of course, the usual convention things go on. When you go to a convention, people usually get a little drunk. They get a little wild sometimes, but in the case of the police, they can get drunk without any penalty and get wild without penalty. So what happened was that the people in the neighborhood where this was going on were videotaping the just pandemonium going on outside their houses, where the police were literally just out in the street driving drunk, They were yelling at the top of their lungs and just being awful. They would have arrested themselves had they not been police officers doing that very same thing. And it really just shows that there's this double standard out there where the police can do the same things we would do and not get arrested, where we would be spending nights in jail if we did the same thing.
I'm curious if these cops, as they all converge into Washington, D.C., if they're allowed to pack heat because they're cops.
Probably.
Because it's illegal to pack heat unless you're a cop or you have a special permit there.
Right.
It's very strict.
And in many cases, what was going on in D.C. was actually being observed by on-duty D.C. police officers. And they, of course, were just standing by. Oh, it's funny. The cops break the law, right?
Well, that seems to be the way it is. You know, why do police have this? Have you ever seen this little black and blue sticker? It's just a blue line.
Yeah, the thin blue line.
Yeah, the thin blue line sticker that goes in the back of their cars. Keep an eye out there for it. It looks like sort of like the flag of France, where the top band is black and the bottom band is black and the middle one is blue. Why do they have a sticker on the back of their car that says, "Hey, I'm a cop"?
We know why.
I think it's clear. It's obvious why they have a sticker that says, "I'm a cop" on the back of their car.
It's the same reason the Crips and the Bloods wear their colors.
You know what used to really tick me off is that when I lived in Florida, you'd have all these different police organizations who would call you to get you to donate $75 so you could get the sticker for the back of your car. And I'd say to them, "Are you implying that if I put the sticker on my car, I won't get a ticket?" And then they'd backpedal, you know. And I'd say,
"Oh, we would never imply that."
Yeah, but they try to imply it, like, you know, if you do this, you know, then you'll be looked in great favor by the police officers.
Uh-huh.
Because you got the sticker on your car, and it really aggravated me.
You know, whenever those guys call me, and they, up until recently, I still had my old Florida phone number. I don't have it anymore, but they would still, obviously thinking I was living in Florida because I had a Florida area code, they would call and ask for money. And I would always tell them the same thing, and that is that, you know what, as soon as you guys stop enforcing bad laws, I'd be happy to contribute a little bit of money to your little campaign.
And I don't even mind contributing, but, you know, the people that they're putting in charge of calling people are pushing the limits there in what they're saying, I think, and what they're trying to imply.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Here's another story in regards to the police. This one out of Cookeville, Tennessee. Speaking of corruption, this is a big one because there are a bunch of cops involved. A lawsuit was filed on Thursday accusing Cookeville police of using excessive force and planting contraband during a domestic assault arrest last year. One officer has been placed on leave because of the incident, and five others are named in the federal lawsuit. Now, the police caught themselves being naughty on their own in-car, their own dash cam video here. Police car video from the Cookeville Police Department captured the incident that triggered the lawsuit. On the night of June 4th last year, Carlos Farrell was stopped by police on a domestic assault warrant. According to the lawsuit, Farrell's ex-wife Tiffany saw Farrell, called police, and was involved in the initial chase. Once Farrell came to a stop, he was ordered out of the car by Cookeville Police Officer Chris Melton. "Put your hands up and get out of the car," Melton is heard telling Farrell on the tape. Farrell, who's 28, exits the car with his arms raised while Officer Jeff Johnson is holding the police department's police dog. The video shows the dog biting Farrell several times. Now, there was no reason to sic the dog on this guy. I saw the raw video that they're talking about. It wasn't very good audio, so it's not worth playing on the air. But the guy gets out of the car, and they immediately sic the dog on him. He hasn't done anything. There's an attorney, Blair Dunham, representing him.
Well, you know, it's a situation of give a man a hammer. When was the last time this officer actually got to sic the dog on somebody?
He's been waiting to do that, right?
I mean, why did a guy get into the canine corps in the police department in the first place?
According to the attorney for the man, the dog is released. The dog then chews into Mr. Farrell's leg, where, of course, he goes to the ground. "Your dog just ate my leg off," Farrell said on the tape. Durham also accused Melton of planting drugs on Farrell. In the dashcam video, Melton is seen searching Farrell's pockets a number of times. Then, Durham said, another officer appears to give a signal with his hand, at which point Melton then reaches into his right pocket and looks into the camera. It's at that point on the tape that Durham said Melton appears to put drugs into Farrell's pocket. "Whoa, Carlos, weed! Now you got another freaking charge. How about that?" Melton told Farrell in the video. He's been placed on administrative leave with pay, of course. A little bit more on this story and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Plus, out in Los Angeles, looks like there's a new law on the books about your dogs and cats.
Oh, no.
Something is going to become mandatory. This is Free Talk Live.
Over to America's greatest sports car event. March 12th through 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One. 12 hours of Sebring presented by Fresh from Florida and brought to you in part by Budweiser, Advance Auto Parts, and Coca-Cola. Come cruise the Midway, barbecue, and camp out with your closest friends. For 12 hours on Saturday, March 15th, the world's fastest sports car will battle on the famous Sebring Road Course with some of the biggest names in auto racing behind the wheel. The competitor's paddock will open for everyone to meet the teams and drivers up close and personal. Sebring's Party Zone hosts the ultimate beach party featuring bikini contests, rod eating contests, beach volleyball, and live music. Kids 12 and under are free with a paying adult, and college students get in a half price with student ID. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com. March 12th through 15th. Don't miss it.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activated that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. 9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well. So go there to enjoy for free at freetalklive.com. March 12th through the 15th is the 56th running of the Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida. The world's fastest sports cars will be battling for 12 hours on the famous Sebring Road Course. For tickets and information, call 1-800-626-RACE or visit SebringRaceway.com March 12th through the 15th. You don't want to miss it. At least if you love racing or if you love a big party, the Sebring 12 hours, the 12 hours of Sebring is the way to go. 800-259-9231. Back to the story here out of Cookeville, Tennessee, where five police officers have been indicted. There's a lawsuit that has been filed by a man who was framed, or at least that's what he's claiming. In fact, he's also claiming the evidence that he was framed is actually on the police car's in-dash camera on that videotape. So the cops caught themselves in the act, basically. And according to WSMV.com, the story is this guy was pulled over after a domestic incident. And as soon as he exited his car, as he was requested, you know, ordered by the police to do, as soon as he exited his car, not only did they turn a dog loose on him. Now, remember, he wasn't running away. That's usually one of the reasons why they'll turn a dog loose. If a suspect is running away and they've ordered him to stop and he doesn't stop, they'll turn the dog loose and the dog will go and take him down. The guy did not run nor make even an effort to run. He just got out of his car and they sicked the dog on him.
Now, why do they want this guy? Why are they giving him trouble?
Well, he's been in trouble before. According to records, Farrell has two DUIs and a previous drug possession charge.
Okay.
So it's just one of those things, Mark, where if you've been inside the system, if you've been victimized by the system before, if you've been busted for marijuana, they're going to try to get you again.
Right.
Because they've gotten you once, they'll get you again.
Well, they feel like this is a bad guy. You know, this guy's an actor and you know, he needs to be taken out. Just because he doesn't have anything on him right now, you know, doesn't mean that he won't in the future kind
right.
of thing.
So after sicking the dog on him and the dog biting him several times, then you can see on the video where one particular cop, the main cop that is under suspicion here, is seen searching his pockets multiple times. So he searches a pocket at least, you know, more than once. You'd think if you searched the pocket, you would know that there was nothing in there the first time.
Right.
And then, at one point, another officer gives a signal with his hand where the other officer, who'd already been doing the searching, then reaches into the pocket and then finds marijuana.
Oh, look at here, boys. Look at what we got.
Yeah. Were these videos obtained, these police videos obtained through a court order? Because why would they release those to the public? They didn't catch it on there?
I don't know about that, Wayne. There have been a few videos recently from various different police departments around the country that have been pretty damning towards the police that have managed to be released. Some of them have been suppressed, but some have come out. So I don't know what the process is there and why the police departments are releasing these things. And maybe you're right. Maybe they just didn't think that there was anything on there, but the allegation here is that the cops planted this these drugs on him. It says here, that's a complete drug plan is what I'm alleging, said the attorney. It's a complete unlawful search, first of all, and it's a planting of paraphernalia. Cookeville police said they're cooperating with the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. A representative said the department's not trying to hide anything. It doesn't want to look like it is. Police took Farrell to an area hospital for treatment of his injuries. By the way, Farrell has never been arrested on any violent offenses, only on DUI and drug possession in the past. So here you have yet another example that should give you some idea, should hint to you how widespread police corruption really is. Now, this is from Tennessee, which is, by the way, the same state that the Eugene Seiler case came out of a couple of years ago, which we played the audio from.
Well, it's what's disturbing to me is it's five police officers were indicted on this. This isn't a guy. This isn't a guy and his partner that are, you know, bad guys. This is five dudes, and to me that says there's some kind of pattern going on. That means that they. I don't know how this happens, but there's some kind of atmosphere, some kind of, you know,
it's a good
training
old boys club.
Somehow or another that goes on to teach these guys how to do this kind of crap.
Sure there is. Absolutely. And that's what I'm pointing out here. This is just a hint to you as to how widespread and prolific this is amongst the police departments around this country, in that they have a signal. There's a secret hand signal that they've figured out amongst themselves as to, okay, it's time to plant the drugs now. They had all this planned out, okay? And to give you another example of this, as I mentioned, the Eugene Seiler case, go online and punch that in, S-I-L-E-R, Eugene Seiler. And we played the audio on the air a couple of years ago. This guy was also a suspected drug dealer. And what happened was five cops, I don't think it was from the same department, but I believe it was also Tennessee. Five cops went over to his house off the record in plain clothes, and his wife and he saw them coming, and they started a tape recorder. They placed it out of sight of the police. It was up on top of a shelf or something like that to where, you know, out of sight, out of mind for the police that came in. They then came in, and they took the woman out of the house, then proceeded to torture Eugene Seiler for over 2 hours.
There's really no other way to describe what they did. I mean, I listened to it, too, and... Yeah.
And what were they torturing him for? Do you remember?
Well, they wanted to get a confession out
of him. That's right. They had a confession already made up, and they wanted him to sign that confession, and he refused to do it. So because he refused to sign the confession, they did all kinds of awful things to him. I mean, the tape went on for 45 minutes straight. The only reason we had to get all 2 hours is because the tape ended. Just stopped recording because there was no one there to turn it over.
It's audio cassette tape.
Yeah.
You know, what do they stop after? 40 minutes, you said?
It was 45. I think it was about 45 minutes.
Sounds right. Depends on the tape. I remember.
And it was horrifying listening to this man screaming and listening to these brutal thugs just treating him like a piece of trash. And that was also another look into the world of the real police departments around this country, the real cops. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some good guys out there. Some of them.
But they're
not on the drug squad, I can tell you that.
Sometimes, I'm sure that I know it happens. I absolutely know it happens. I don't think that most cops do this, but, I know it happens. And it's disturbing in this case you're talking about five dudes.
Groups. Yeah, groups of cops. It was a group of cops that did it to Eugene Seiler. And it was a group of cops that just abused this man, Carlos Farrell, in Cookeville, Tennessee.
You know, there's a black hole that you can fall into when you become a cop. And it's not that hard to fall into. It can happen slowly or quickly. And it's very, very difficult to keep above that, to float above that black hole. Because once you go into it, you just keep falling. There's a lot of stress on the job. There's a lot of danger. And a lot of these police officers don't know how to handle it, or they might not be completely integrous to begin with.
Can you imagine how scary it might be to be one of the good guys and find out that your coworkers are like these guys?
No.
That your coworkers are dangerous, violent thugs? Can you imagine how frightening that might be, and that you are too scared to essentially snitch out your coworkers for all the awful things they're doing because you're worried about what they might do to you or your wife or your children?
Well, those guys end up leaving the force.
That's true. They do. In fact, we've heard from them, and they've told us that that's what they end up doing, is leaving.
It's not snitching, it's enforcing the law.
Well, okay, fine, that's right. More on the way, you take control. It's Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Trolls charge them to cross bridges. Banks levy them to use ATMs. But I know an automotive fee that's next best to free and good for the environment. When I come back, I'll tell you all about it. Whether it's a classic car or Grandma's chocolate chip cookies, I prefer originals. Like the original Scotch Shop towel. Scotch Shop towels are soft, strong, and absorbent. Don't let lookalikes fool you. The original Scotch Shop towels handle tough messes like grease and oil and are durable enough to be used again and again, wet or dry, at home or work. Buy Scotch Shop towels in the blue pop-up box or on a roll. They're an original. Believe it or not, there's a fee that keeps two things green, your wallet and the environment. When purchasing a new battery for your vehicle, a core charge levied by the government is collected by retailers. So where's the good news? Trade in your old battery and the fee's waived. Or if you forget to bring it with you, just return it later and the core charge will be cheerfully refunded. An environmental bonus? Used batteries kept out of landfills are collected from retailers and recycled. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Scotch Shop Towels by Kimberly Clark.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there, totally free, including live streams, bulletin board system, archives, all of that. We give it away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for similar features. We do it free. So enjoy. FreeTalkLive.com.
Soviet-style central planning doesn't work. So what's the best way to reach out to Liberty lovers? Google Ads, direct mail, Free Talk Live? Only you know what's best. You choose what project is worthy of your dollar. Go to freestateproject.org/donate and choose how you want to contribute. That's freestateproject.org/donate.
800-259-9231. Still to come, we'll tell you what's going on out in Los Angeles when it comes to your pets. But first, continuing on the police state, or rather the out-of-control cop police corruption theme that we've got this hour. Here's one from Austin area, statesman.com, reporting that during a four-month period in 2006, Austin police officer Scott Londo hired for sex a woman he met while investigating a report that she was assaulted, sometimes meeting her while he was on duty, and at least once taking her to his house, according to a search warrant affidavit. As part of her payment, Officer Londo opened his wife's closet to the woman,
oh God,
allowing her to take a pair of black Harley Davidson leather boots that were still in the box, jewel-studded jeans, and a pink and yellow top, said the affidavit.
Harley, where are my boots?
He's in big, big trouble.
Londo, who's 45, told the woman that his wife would never miss the clothes, according to the document. The woman, Denise Pfeiffer, also told investigators that Londo took her on shopping trips to Walmart and a North Austin Payless shoe source, paid for a meal at a restaurant on in town there, and also allowed her to take a bath in a whirlpool tub at his Cedar Park home.
He's in big, big trouble.
He's in big. Oh, man.
Police officials said Wednesday that Londo, who has been an officer for 5 years, and it is in, once again, just to interrupt here, these stories so often of police corruption so often involve guys that have been on the squad for years upon years. It's very rare that you'll see a story about some rookie getting busted doing something.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I'm going to call this corruption. This is a guy who had some bad judgment as far as romantic relationships.
I think it's fair to call it corruption because these people posture themselves as your moral superiors and they posture themselves as our betters. And the idea from them is that, well, you citizens shouldn't be hiring prostitutes because that's against the law. But then they go and do it themselves.
I bet he loved his job.
I call that corruption.
I bet he loved his job there for a while.
I mean, well, yeah, absolutely. Very privileged that he probably felt he was invincible. Probably felt he could never be caught. And who knows? Maybe this wasn't the first woman that he'd done this with. So I think corruption's at least a somewhat accurate word here, Mark.
I see where you're coming from. It seems to me the worst thing that happened here from a taxpayer standpoint was that some of this occurred while he was on duty. You know, obviously, I have to second guess what he was doing as far as, you know, with the romantic relationship, having a wife and all that stuff. I'm sure she is madder than hell. But that's, you know, that's their problem, not mine.
Well, I think that prostitution should be legal. So I think that what he was doing beyond the on-duty part, but the actual act of hiring a woman for sex, I think that should be fully legal, okay? So, and I think selling drugs should be legal as well. It's just when the cops are engaging in the activity that they would arrest the rest of us for, I find that highly suspect and worth talking about.
Yeah. He should do it on his own time, too.
Right. Yeah. Let's continue here, though. Authorities...
interesting story.
Yep, they searched his home late last month to verify whether the woman had accurately described his interior. Investigators also took photos of Lando's tattoos, which the affidavit said normally would be covered by clothing. Police chief said, "We'll leave no stone unturned to get to the truth. We'll take appropriate action, if any."
Moral of the story, don't get any tattoos.
Lando's attorney said his client denies having a relationship with the woman.
I'm sure he does.
If she's been in his house, it was without his knowledge or permission.
Oh, that's right.
So now it's a conspiracy.
She's a stalker.
Right. Yeah. Pfeiffer was sentenced to 5 years in prison on charges of burglary of a habitation. Records show she was released on parole, was sent back to prison, and a VOP. She says she has no prostitution convictions, according to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. In June, detectives went to the Travis County Jail to interview a woman who'd been arrested on prostitution charges, and she told them that a woman she knew was doing tricks with Lando. Investigators interviewed Pfeiffer at a prison in Burnett. She told them that she had had sex with Lando several times back in 2006. She told detectives she met Lando after calling police to report she'd been assaulted, although the affidavit said investigators never found a police report for the assault. So it sounds like she called the cops. This cop was the cop that happened to be assigned to cover the case. He went over there and they had some words. I'm not sure how that got started, you know. How did that conversation come up? I'm not sure. But he never filled out a report for that assault.
Hmm.
So things must have started in earnest right about then. According to the woman, she said that he wanted to have sex with her, and she told him that it was going to cost him. He paid her $70. Pfeiffer told police that Lando drove her
She's not an expensive hooker.
They then drove to a really sexy place to do it, a construction site, where he then took her in his patrol car to said construction site where they had sex. Pfeiffer told investigators the last time they met, Lando took her to his house. She described the home in detail, including that it was being remodeled at the time. Police said in the affidavit,
preliminary
visit, they noticed several things that appeared as Pfeiffer described. They also met with Lando's wife, who told them she was missing items from her closet, but assumed they'd been taken by a neighborhood kid.
Yeah.
There you go.
How would a neighborhood kid get in her house?
Breaking and entering, I suppose. I don't know. Just another story of the unending world of police corruption. Here's another one from Austin. Westlake Hills, in case you think this is, you know, just the occasional bad apple, two from the same police department, or same area. Lake Hills Police Chief Clifford Spraylin got quite a shock recently. Officials with the Texas Attorney General's office showed up on the police station's doorstep. He said they informed me they had a warrant for one of my officers for solicitation of a minor, and that they intended to take him away. They left with a near three-year veteran, Paul Kirksey. He's been charged with online solicitation of a minor.
Mm.
For months, the Attorney General's Cyber Crimes Unit investigated him. Investigators said Kirksey even emailed explicit pictures of himself to an undercover officer posing as a 13-year-old girl. Now, once again, in this particular instance, I don't think that what this guy did should be illegal. It's tacky. It's kind of weird.
Talking to soliciting 13-year-old girls on the Internet?
Say, if you want to send naked pictures of yourself to somebody, I don't think there should be a crime there. There's no victim. No one has actually been harmed.
Well, unless you're really ugly.
I can't agree on that particular number, but I see what you're saying.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean you can't agree? What's wrong with that?
Sending naked pictures to 13-year-old girls?
She asked for them.
And you don't know how old she is when... You know, it's just...
You didn't have to open them.
I have a real aversion to sending naked pictures of myself to anybody.
Plus, the issue here is the fact that...
my wife.
Well, and the fact is there wasn't a 13-year-old girl. So there really wasn't even a victim in this case. Even if you could argue that there was somehow... there would be a victim if you sent a naked picture to an underage teenager. We'll continue the story. A little more than 3 months ago, a former Elgin police officer was arrested for collecting child pornography on his work computer.
Nice.
A year before that, another local police officer was arrested for child pornography. And in 2005, an Austin police detective was indicted for possession and transportation of child pornography.
Well, maybe they were just gathering evidence against other people.
Well, who knows what they claimed, but the fact is they went down. A spokesperson for the AG said he's not surprised, saying these are members from society that sometimes some people wouldn't think would be engaged in this type of activity. We've had several very successful individuals and professionals. I think he's referring to we've caught very successful individuals and professionals. But it does come to a shock for the police department there, where they claim something like this has never happened before. He is, of course, on paid administrative leave until the Attorney General's investigation is complete. So yet another perverted police officer busted. And it really goes to, once again, point out that people that are interested in interacting in a sexual way with teenagers like this guy, they seek out jobs like this.
The jobs of power.
Yeah.
They absolutely do.
Jobs where they will encounter teenagers, whether it be police officer, teacher, priest. 800-259-9231. If you've got a story you want to chime in on this, bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. And what's the solution to all this? It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look.
and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then AMP. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It costs you all of $3 a month. And it's totally voluntary. You'll get some perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in line, AMP-only chat room forum, the AMP-only Shrine of Female Listeners. There's a few perks out there for you. And the big point of the program is that your $3 will help us get on more radio stations around the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Now, I said that we were going to look briefly at a possible solution for a lot of this police corruption that we've been talking about all hour. And there are several different levels of solutions. The number one easiest solution is to re-legalize drugs and prostitution and gambling.
Yeah. If you get rid of the vice crimes, which is where, you know, just so much of the money from these police organizations come from. They get, you know, they get funding from the state level, funding from the federal level to do this, these things to, you know, and crack down on behavior that's entirely consensual.
And with that gives them too much power. And then they abuse it like Absolutely. Human beings tend to do.
Now, that's something that we can do under the current system. That's something that can be done with the government that we have today. To take it a step further is to eliminate government police and replace it with market-based alternatives. Basically, the idea would be that if we had protection agencies that we were hiring to protect us, to protect our families and our businesses and our homes, if we were hiring these people, then they would be under a contract. It would be very explicit what services they are to provide to us. You know, those services would include taking someone off of your land if they were causing trouble, if someone was being violent, stopping that situation. Real protection. None of this nonsense about stopping at stop signs or speeding or drug enforcement. None of that crap that we see the police departments enforcing most often today. So we would have a contractual situation, which would also mean that these people would not be authorities as much as they would be employees, or they would be contractors.
Right.
And
so
they wouldn't have...
They'd be kind of like security at a, you know, a gated community.
Right.
Imagine, you know...
Or Disney.
Yeah, or something like that. But, I mean, you know, from a gated community, people can certainly understand that they have a little security guard that rides around, you know, and takes a look at things and makes sure that everything's all right. That guy is working for you. And he's not going to come in your house and rifle through your dresser drawers trying to put you in jail. He's going to try to keep bad guys from coming into your house. Also, lots of businesses, before cops were a big thing, lots of businesses paid for security on site. You don't think that the businesses want their customers getting mugged in the parking lot, do you?
Certainly not.
Well, if you start thinking about it, those are the only places you really are. You're at home and you're at a business.
Mm-hmm.
Some business somewhere,
So taking taking protection out of the hands of government removes the authoritarian demeanor from the entire process, and it'll affect the way people look at the security forces. It's not to say they won't be frightened of them, in that if you're doing something wrong, these security forces will have the ability to go after you and stop you from harming another person. So it's not that they won't be trained, and it's not like they won't be effective. It's just that they won't have that authoritarian demeanor. Because if a state
right, they won't be endowed by God with the moral authority over you.
Right. In the current situation with the government police, because they have power, because they believe they have power over others, it naturally attracts those who would like to wield that power. Again, just a caveat, there are some good guys in the police department that didn't join to wield power. They joined to make things better. And those are the guys that would stick with the business. Those are the guys that would be hired by these protection services, the friendly police officers that are there to help and make things better, instead of the sickos that are just looking to enrich themselves or be sadistic over some people that are weaker than they are.
Or get laid.
Yeah, whatever it is, using their authority and their power to get things that they want for themselves. Those people would be gone, because employers, if they got complaints, the protection people that are running the businesses, if they got complaints about one of their officers, there would be a real investigation, because if people were complaining, that means their customers are upset. Yeah. And if you've got upset customers and you don't make things right, those customers are going across town to the competition.
Right. Things don't last long for you.
Which, that doesn't happen today. There's no customer service basis to the government police.
Right.
If you've got a problem,
if you don't like the cops, you can't, the only thing you can do is move.
Mm-hmm. If you have a problem with the government police, the most that will ever happen is the police will do some sort of perfunctory investigation. They'll claim to investigate themselves, and then 99 out of 100 times they come back and say, well, looks like everything was by the book. Sure, he cracked your head against the pavement, but that's just how we do things around here. You know, that's how it always usually happens. Very rarely will one of the government police guys actually get in trouble for doing something awful.
Whereas, I don't know about 99 times out of 100,
like that.
But nine times out of 10, I'll give you.
More often than not, certainly. And so changing the incentives would completely change the way these people behave. It would change the people in the business. And if the customers can pull their business, then if that business doesn't shape up, it's curtains for them.
I also like the idea of restitution when someone injures another person in any way, rather than just being thrown into the can for X number of years. In many cases, restitution is far more effective and less expensive.
Sure, and that would change the crime side of things as well. That would help lower the crime that we see beyond ending the war on drugs and ending those other silly prohibitions. Changing to a system of restitution would go a long way to prohibit, or not to prohibit, but to prevent crime. In that if criminals know that they're going to actually have to pay back their victims, they're going to be less likely to commit the crime in the first place, whereas today, they know they can go and commit a whole bunch of crimes, and if they get caught, they're just going to have to sit in a jail cell for a certain number of days. If they, for instance, have stolen a bunch of stuff and hidden it very well, they get out of jail, and they can go right to their stash, and they get to keep the spoils of, their booty, essentially.
Well, I have to disagree that I think that that's going to matter much. Essentially, punishment doesn't work very well. I mean, there's all kinds of psychological studies out there that say that punishment doesn't work. So, I don't think that criminals aren't thinking about getting caught. They're just not imagining what's going to happen when they get caught. It doesn't matter whether it's the death penalty or whether it's paying restitution or whether it's jail time. It doesn't really matter to them.
I think you're wrong about that. I think a lot of criminals do think about things in advance before they do them. Certainly the crackhead that's seething and needs another fix isn't doing much thinking. But the professionals out there are absolutely weighing their options before they go on
a lot of criminals get started young, too. And if they get caught early and they have to pay, they have to work after school. If they're caught early, having to pay back and see consequences early, there's less. I think in some cases they're less likely to keep on that path of crime. Wouldn't you think, Mark?
I don't know that there's. I don't see any difference between restitution and keeping someone in jail, other than keeping someone in jail victimizes society. So first the criminal victimizes somebody by stealing their stuff or hurting them or whatever, and then they victimize that same person because they have to pay their taxes, and then everyone else because they have to support them. I don't think that the. I really don't know what the differences are. What I can tell you is putting somebody in a state school school, which, you know, for boys or something like that, or prison, does teach criminals how to be more adept criminals. The criminals get together, they work together. If you just have to, if you force them essentially into situations where they have to pay money, otherwise they go into a work camp for indentured servitude, you might have some situations with the indentured servitude camps where you have something similar going on. But at the very least, society isn't, you know, taxed by it, and the victim isn't victimized twice.
Let's go to the phone.
And they get something out of the deal.
To Pedro in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Pedro. Hello, Florida. Pedro, going once.
Pedro.
Going twice. Let's try Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
I'm a fight, Joe.
Oh, it's Mac.
Yeah.
Hey, Mac, what's on your mind tonight?
First of all, I'm an amplifier now.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations. I normally process amplifiers on a once-a-week basis, so we'll get you your perks definitely by Saturday, probably at the latest. What's on your mind tonight, Mac?
I wish I knew this yesterday. I found out when I listened to the podcast this morning that y'all was talking about traffic ticket horror stories.
Sure, there's no end to those.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I got promoted to sergeant in the State Guard back in 2006, January 2006. And a couple of weeks afterwards, I was going to my civilian job. At the time, I was working as a custodian in a mall. And I was having a car trouble. So, you know, I was on the freeway, so I took the first exit, you know, to get off. Mm-hmm. But in the meantime, there was this car following me. Mm-hmm. And the next exit was like about 2 or 3 miles down the road. So as soon as I got the exit, I got blue lighted. The police lit me up.
Oh, boy.
Woo!
Yep.
Yeah, so I pulled over, and, you know, I had problems with the car. So, you know, the police had new license registration. I was driving on permit at the time because I just moved to Georgia, and, I was in the process of getting myself switched over, so I didn't have insurance on the car.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's one mess on top of another mess. Was there more to the story, Mac?
Huh?
Is there more to your story?
Oh, yeah.
Hang on. We'll bring you back in hour two. 800-259-9231. Wow, having car trouble, then you're in the process of transferring registration because you moved, and you happen to get pulled over during all of that. And you're a cop, too. So we'll see where that ends. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.